CliffCentral.com.
Okay, so remember how yesterday we were all praising Hugh Hefner,
Well, more like Ben was praising Hugh Hefner.
Yes, Ben, shame. Ben had he made it sound like he had been in a bromance with Hugh. There was a lot of love shown.
I was acknowledging the man's achievements.
Ben, there's nothing wrong with bromance.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with showing love for another man. Stop it. What?
Maybe he was concussed.
Seemingly, there wasn't enough love shown for his widow, Crystal, who's apparently getting $0.
Gal. Oh, Gal.
Shame.
Give me more. Come on.
The former playmate, who at 31 is 60 years his junior.
But what age? You know.
God, can you imagine having 90-year-old dick in your mouth? Crystal, I am so sorry for you, and now you are getting absolutely nothing out of all of that. Well, she wed the Playboy founder back in December 2012, but because of an ironclad prenuptial agreement and the fact that Hugh never added her to his will, she will inherit nothing from his multi-million dollar fortune, which was estimated at around 385 million rand back in 2013 already.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
The money is going to be split among his four children instead. That would be Christy, who's 64, David, who's 62, Marston, 27, and Cooper, who is 26 years old, as well as the list of charities that Hugh supported.
So Crystal is less than half of Hugh's eldest daughter.
Yes.
Just some perspective.
Yes.
That's quite something.
Yeah.
What did you say yesterday? You said something along the lines of, she would be very stupid if she was with Hef and didn't
and
make sure.
Out of it.
Yeah, didn't make sure that she got
my
money.
She was even ruder. She said, "Well, bitch."
Yeah.
It's a business transaction. That's what it is. That's what it was supposed to be, a business transaction.
But you got to think that Hugh would be smart enough not to be taken for some, like, you know, Anna Nicole Smith, she married that like 173-year-old warlock.
Yeah.
Who was in a wheelchair.
Yeah. The only picture I remember from them is just like Anna kissing him in a wheelchair with an oxygen tank, a literal oxygen
tank. And then she turned it up a little bit, and the sun in the shadows going, "Ah, you bitch, you're trying to take my money."
Yeah.
And then the sun and Anna Nicole Smith then had this whole like prolonged court case about the money. So he was like, obviously, well, I'm not going through that. Mm. My kids get the money and that's it. If you want to marry me and have a 90-year-old dick in your mouth, like you just said, then that's your thing.
There are no benefits to having a 90-year-old dick in your mouth, which is why you must make sure that you get something in return for it.
Well, I think it would just be marshmallow-y.
There are zero benefits to that. Make sure you get something out of it.
Maybe her thing was, I don't want to live in a trailer. I'd rather live in the Playboy Mansion.
Okay, yeah, because, you know, different people
NYD it is.
Different people have things that they're willing to trade.
Someone from Hef's camp has said that they'll ensure that Crystal is, inverted commas, well taken care of.
See, there we go.
Nonetheless.
Okay.
That's a lie. They'll forget her in like 3.2 seconds.
And don't make this that Hugh Hefner is a horrible person.
No.
This is all above board.
No.
I'm not saying you are, but I'm saying people out there who were quick to throw stones at me for actually just supporting him. Yeah. You objectify his women. What a pig.
He's a smart person. He was a businessman at the end of the day. It was his money.
Yeah,
he's allowed to do what he wants to do.
No, guys, you know what? Hugh Hefner was a lot of things. Look, he was a pimp, and that's okay. He was a pimp too, but he was also business savvy, and he was, you know, he was involved in a lot of good charities, and he was all of those things. That's perfectly fine, but he was also a pimp. Like, let's not beat around the bush about that. The man was a pimp.
He was one word. He was successful.
Yes,
he was. You tell me a guy who does not want a mansion full of 50 women who love him at any given stage.
I don't.
See, you've got the whole vagina thing going. But, I mean, he was just successful.
Look, I say he was all of those things, and that is okay. That is perfectly fine. Perfectly fine.
Oh, Crystal.
So shame, Crystal.
I feel bad for
you,
honey.
It's rough for you, girl.
Can I taste your juice?
No.
Not anymore.
No. Not anymore, indeed.
Oh. Poor girl.
Jeez.
back to the trailer park.
Shame. What do you do now?
Trailer park.
Well, let's see. Yeah, she's in her 30s. She can remarry. She can.
Yeah, there's other 90-year-old men.
She can go back into the playing field, and you know.
Once the other 90-year-old men find out what she's willing to do, she's gonna have a line of work.
Well, you might find that Hugh Hefner's creepy brother might try and move in there.
I know a man who might be looking.
Billions and 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 billions.
And he's got a little bit more money than Hugh.
In my head, I feel like they maybe have hung out together before.
Hugh and Donald, of course. You better believe it.
I think Donald has been to the grotto several times.
Oh, yeah. They have to drain the water the next day. Cliffcentral.com.